And right now we need to go to the news line. And this morning we're talking with Lieutenant Howard Black from the Colorado Springs Police Department. Good morning, Lieutenant Black.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And I know we have a lot to talk about and we have time. Let's touch on some Thanksgiving safety tips. But let's start with some stories we've been following, Lieutenant. Last night, a man was stabbed on Citadel Drive. Do we know the status? How is he doing? And any suspect information?
That's correct. A little before 7:30 last night, we received a call reference a stabbing in the 3600 block of Citadel Drive North. When officers arrived on scene, they did find an adult male with non-life-threatening stab wounds. So our officers, along with detectives that will be working this case, were looking for any information that anyone might have reference this incident. I'm happy to report that he has non-life-threatening injuries, but his injuries were serious.
Okay.
Is there any indication that this was that the suspects knew each other, or this was just a random attack? Do we know?
Well, Mike, it's still so early to know. Right. In the very beginning stages, it doesn't look like they knew one another, but those details change a lot as our detectives get into it. But right now, it doesn't appear as though they knew one another.
And Lieutenant, we'd like to get an update on a fatal shooting this weekend happened in an apartment complex on Murray. And I know at the latest that we had heard over the weekend, there was no suspect information or any suspects at the time.
That's correct. We haven't released that level of specificity on information. Saturday morning at about 2:06 a.m. How's that for approximately, right?
Yeah.
So, we were sent into the 400 block of South Murray Boulevard on a reported shooting. When officers arrived on scene, they found an adult male who had an apparent gunshot wound and no signs of life. The Colorado Springs Fire Department responded to the scene, and unfortunately, they were able to determine that the individual was deceased. Mm-hmm. We do have an individual of interest in custody on this case, and we're not looking for any other individuals at this time. I hope later today or tomorrow we'll be able to release additional information.
Okay. And Lieutenant, I know that you guys have been working on this because of this response last year to the canine calendars. Colorado Springs Police Department is doing the 2019 canine calendars.
It was such a hit last year,
yeah.
And thanks for asking about it. This entire process is handled with our canine officers and our cadet program. So all the proceeds from these calendars actually goes to help support our cadets. We want to have every young person in this city, whether they have the means financially to be in the cadet program, that we can help them so they have the same start as everyone else. So we're so excited. This will be our second annual. It will be a 14-month calendar with 18 of our canine officers that will be featured on this calendar. So the first opportunity to pick up the calendar will be November 23rd at the Police Operations Center from 12 to 4.
Okay.
The next opportunity will be on the 24th from 9 to 1. Follow us on Facebook. We'll have other times as we get closer to Christmas. And as I promised, you will be one of the very first to receive one of those calendars. It is just so cool. And what a way to spend money for our cadets.
Absolutely, and to help out. And really quick, Lieutenant, before we let you go, it is Thanksgiving. They are saying this year is going to be record number of people on the roadways and traveling. Plus, I think there's some DUI enforcements going on right now as well. What are some great safety tips this Thanksgiving holiday?
That's right. We're going to be out there. And again, I would love to be able to report at the end of Thanksgiving that we made no DUI arrests and we had no serious injury crashes. Please pay attention. You know, we keep talking about the same, areas, speed, distracted driving, alcohol and drugs on board as we're driving. So, man, just there are so many other ways to move ourselves around the city than to get yourself caught up in a DUI situation. And again, we're at record numbers with our fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
We're holding at 47. We want this to be a safe Thanksgiving for our community. And then just quick safety tips. You know, here starts the shopping. You know, again, buddy system, you know, paying attention. Don't be distracted when you're walking out in the parking lots of the big boxes. And just enjoy. What a great 4 days this is going to be weather-wise, it sounds like. Maybe a little disappointing on Saturday or Sunday, but Thanksgiving seems to be a good day.
Yeah, so just be safe. And, Lieutenant, safe. We wish you and everybody at the Colorado Springs Police Department a very happy Thanksgiving.
And same to all of you at KRDO.
Thank you. 8:42, traffic, weather, sports, all coming up.